This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It is a Falcons victory Monday. Yes, sir. We are feeling good. Hope you all are doing well. I hope you all had a great weekend. And I'm sure it was pretty much improved by the Falcons getting a nice W last night. But other than that, I hope you had a great weekend as well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there, all my front early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, my early morning, late night Amazon workers, Amazon drivers, all my airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed too. All right. A lot to get into. Most importantly, the Atlanta Falcons, they get a big 27-21 win over the Dallas Cowboys at home. And it was good to see the Falcons get a home win. They obviously have been very good on the road this season, but have struggled a little bit at home. And now, mind you, a lot of that is they played some very good teams at home thus far this season. Obviously, they lost to the Steelers week one. They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the only remaining undefeated team in the NFL. They lost to them and the back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. They lost to them week three. Then they had that clunker of a game a couple of weeks ago against the Seahawks that they lost at home as well. But they bounced back and get a win over the Dallas Cowboys. And look, my overall arcing thoughts are they be the team they were supposed to beat. Dallas Cowboys a little bit banged up yesterday. No Micah Parsons, no Deron Bland on the defensive side of the ball. And the offense did what it was supposed to do. They went down and scored points. And they scored points often. Shout out to Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins. Three touchdown passes on the day, 222 yards, 19 of 24 on the day, I believe, as well. So another efficient, productive day for Kirk Cousins. And man, you can just tell he is really locked into this offense. It seems like he's comfortable in this offense, that he knows this offense. It seems like him and offensive coordinator Zach Robinson are pretty much locked in, and they are on the same page when it comes to what plays to call when and what they're both seeing on the field. And it just seems like they really have a feel for each other now. And like I said, Kirk Cousins has a feel for this offense, and he knows it like the back of his hand, and that's how he was able to give the Dallas Cowboys that backhand yesterday and get the big victory. It was good to see Tyler Algier get in the end zone as well. Darnell Mooney, he had himself another nice game. We'll let you hear from Darnell Mooney, too, here in just a second, talking about his growing relationship with Kirk Cousins, because that duo seems to continue to be very, very good. Darnell Mooney, yesterday, I believe, had 5 receptions for 88 yards and a touchdown. So he just continues to have good outputs. And I'm willing to say this now because we've had a few weeks now where Darnell Mooney has had some really nice games to put some really good performances together. And like I said, 5 receptions, 88 yards for a touchdown, and another 4th down touchdown for the Falcons. And I believe this is the second one for Darnell Mooney, too. I think he already had one this season. I think the other one he had was that the Tampa Bay game he had his other 4th down catch? It might not have been the Tampa Bay game, but I know for a fact Darnell Mooney has another one of the Falcons' 4th down touchdown plays. But he's been putting together good performances, and at this point, you have to think Darnell Mooney is one of the more underrated free agent signings in the NFL. Not just for the Falcons, in the NFL overall. How good he's been for the Falcons this season, he has been, without a doubt, the Falcons' number 2 receiver. I mean, I don't know if you can quite put him at 1B. Like, I don't know if it's a 1A, 1B type thing with Drake London yet, but he's definitely a bona fide number 2 and a really, really good number 2 at that. So Darnell Mooney can't say enough of good things about what he's brought to this Falcons team. He has that speed. He gets separation. He's also very good at getting yak after the catch as well. So some good yards after the catch for Darnell Mooney. So, I mean, he has just been really, really good. And while we're on the topic of Darnell Mooney, we know that Kirk Cousins, he said it, and we talked about it this offseason. Kirk Cousins wanted Darnell Mooney here, and he was the main reason. He really is the reason Darnell Mooney is here. He saw how he torched the Vikings during his time with the Chicago Bears, and Kirk said, man, I would like to play with that guy. And well, they're playing together now, and they're looking good, and their connection is really good. And Darnell Mooney talked about that after the game with our very own Dave Archer on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network broadcast. He sat down, he talked to Darnell Mooney and talked about his relationship with Big Kirko.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some missed ops out there that we got to take advantage of, but it got somewhat of the job done today. So.
Man, I mean, 5 for 88, and he said we somewhat got we got somewhat of the job done. I love to hear that. He knows there's more out there, and he's ready to get more. He's not satisfied. I love to hear that. But, yeah, he has been really, really good for the Atlanta Falcons, and him and Kirk Cousins, again, you can tell they are definitely locked in as well. This whole offense just seems locked in. And speaking of the offense, let's continue talking about that by talking about Bijan Robinson and how good he has been and how good he was yesterday as well. Bijan Robinson on the ground, 19 carries, 86 yards. Through the air, 7 receptions for 59 yards. I mean, this dude, Bijan Robinson, is something else, man. And I know Saquon Barkley had his crazy play yesterday. If you didn't see that, he hit a guy with the cleanest spin move. Then he reverse hurdled somebody. So Saquon is great in his own respect, but Bijan Robinson has that type of talent, too, where he can make somebody miss in a phone booth, and we've seen him do it time and time again. If nothing is there for Bijan Robinson, he's going to make something out of nothing, and he does that a lot. So Bijan Robinson continues to be effective, and he had another big day, again, not only on the ground but through the air as well. So can't say enough good things about Bijan Robinson, where, again, this whole entire offense is at, really, because this whole entire offense has been cooking over the last few games. I mean, minus the Seattle game, they've been close to 30 points or at least gotten 30 points over the last few games. Go back to the Saints game on September 29th. You got 26 against the Saints. The Buccaneers game on Thursday Night Football, you scored 36. You scored 38 against the Panthers. Now, again, you only scored 14 against the Seahawks, but we all are thinking maybe that was just a clunker game, a just not very good game for the Falcons and one of those stinkers that every NFL team has along the way. But then you bounce back and score 31 against the Buccaneers, and then 27 yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys. Should have been 28, but you messed up a extra point. It's all good, though. So this Falcons offense has been clicking. When you talk about winning their last, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when they've won 5 out of the last 6 games, in all 5 of those games that they've won, they've scored 26 points or more. And in 4 of those games, or no, excuse me, in 3 of those games, they scored over 30 points, over 30, yeah, over 30 points. So this Falcons offense obviously has gotten in their groove. Again, you can tell Kirk Cousins is comfortable in it now. Zach Robinson has figured out what he wants to do as a play caller and how he wants to go about his business. And Kirk Cousins has got his rapport and relationship down with Darnell Mooney, with Drake London. Even though Kyle Pitts didn't have a good day yesterday, he still got it down with Kyle Pitts as well. So the Atlanta Falcons offense is clicking, and I feel really good about where they are at right now as a unit. Now, I will say this. There was some bad to yesterday. But before we get to that, I do want to touch on one more thing about the good. Do like the fact that the Falcons got three sacks yesterday, too. That was good to see. You get three sacks, all on Dak Prescott. They didn't get any on Cooper Rush, but all three on Dak Prescott. And if this Falcons pass rush can just find some sort of consistency, some level of consistency, and maybe, hopefully, this game was a confidence boost to the Falcons pass rush, and we'll find out what exactly is going on with Grady Jarrett. We did find, well, we did see yesterday and hear and know that the big fella got a Achilles strain and had to come out of the game yesterday. Hopefully that's nothing serious. Hopefully it's nothing to where he has to miss a extended amount of time, but he did have to leave yesterday's game with an Achilles strain. Again, just a strain, but hopefully it's not a bad strain. Hopefully it won't. It's not going to be anything that will keep Grady out for an extended amount of time, because Grady, talk about him too, and the defensive line looking good. Big Grady Jarrett got himself a sack. He had, I believe, a tackle for loss as well. Grady had that look in his eye from the jump. You heard Dave Arthur talking about that on the Falcons broadcast yesterday. He had that look in his eye from the coin toss off rip. And he played like a man on a mission yesterday, and you hate that he couldn't finish the game, but the time he was in there, Big Grady was explosive and looking good. So you just hope he doesn't have to miss any more time and he can build upon that performance next week against the Aints, because we're going to need him for the Aints as well in NOLA. But continue to talk about this game. I do want to get to a little bit of the bad, a little bit of what concerned me before we catch our first break here. There are two things that concern me. We just talked about one a little bit. The injuries concern me a little bit. Drake London also had to leave the game with a hip injury. Now, I will say this about the Drake injury. He did stay out there, and he stayed out there with his shoulder pads on. I kind of got the vibe, and again, I'm just speculating. I don't want to speculate too much here, but I kind of got the vibe that Drake London could have come back in the game if they really needed him to. But they didn't really need him to. The offense was doing just fine. So I think if Drake needed to come back in the game, he could have come back in the game. He was riding the bike. So he was keeping everything loose. So I think if push came to shove, it could have been Drake London coming back in the ball game. So we'll find out. Also, when it comes to Grady Jarrett, obviously we just talked about him having the Achilles strain. Again, hopefully it's nothing too serious. We'll find out more, obviously, as the week goes on. Don't run into my chair on purpose, Bo. You go get ready for your show. Don't interrupt me while I'm doing mine. Yeah, that's right. Walk away. Squid Billy trying to get in here and mess me up this morning. But, no, when it comes to Grady Jarrett, hopefully it's nothing serious. But, I mean, those could be a couple of key injuries if we find out they are at least going to have to miss some sort of time, whether it's a week, 2 weeks. Hopefully it's nothing more than that. But those are two big injuries, obviously, on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, when you talk about Drake London and Grady Jarrett. So hopefully it's nothing too serious when it comes to those things. But the other thing that concerned me when it comes to actual gameplay, didn't like the way we finished that game. And I know Cooper Rush was in the game, and I know they were fine and conceding some yards, and they were fine with letting the Cowboys bleed some clock. I understand all that. But I just don't like the way the defense necessarily finished that game. Felt like it was just too easy for Cooper Rush, who had to come in. By the way, Dak Prescott went out because of a hamstring injury. But it just felt too easy for them. And I feel like with Cooper Rush and a lot of plays that they had on that drive without CeeDee Lamb as well, because he was dealing with a shoulder injury, I feel like it was still too easy. Like with no Dak and no CeeDee, the two best players on that offense, you shouldn't have given up as many yards as you did. And again, I know they were trying to let the clock bleed out. I understand all that. But then you let them score, and then it comes down to onside kick. I just feel like that ending shouldn't have been as stressful as it was at the end. It was still a little too stressful for me, and I ain't like it. Wish we could have finished a little bit better. But you know what? A win is a win is a win. And guess what? The Atlanta Falcons are still in first place in the NFC South. They improved to 6-3. They're 6-1 in the NFC. And we are feeling good this morning on a Falcons victory Monday. They won 5 out of the last 6. The Falcons are cooking right now, baby. And I want to know how you feel about the Falcons' win over the Dallas Cowboys. They get the win 27-21. Let's open up the phone lines and let's hear from you. How do you feel about the win? What's your take on everything? 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call me up right now. We're taking your calls and taking your Falcons reactions on the other side in about 5 minutes from now. Let's hear from you and hear what you have to say about the Falcons on a victory Monday. That's what we'll do next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Falcons victory Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That intro always makes me giggle. Shout out Sexy Red. I mean, hey, she's a singer. Singer, rapper, she can do it all, man.
No,
oh, man. That is funny. Now, hey, I do like the song. Not maybe necessarily because it's Sexy Red, and maybe it's more Drake than Sexy Red, but hey, she got the intro down, though. The intro is catchy, I'm not going to lie, and the hook is catchy, too, but it is what it is, man. I hope you all are doing well. It is a Falcons victory Monday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're celebrating a Falcons 27-21 win over the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys, man? Bump them Cowboys. How about them Atlanta Falcons? They're 6-3, 6-1 in the NFC and still in first place in the NFC South. And we are loving it every second of it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. We're taking your calls. 404-726-0929 is the number, 404-726-0929. If you want to give your take and your reactions to the Falcons getting a win over the Cowboys yesterday. But I do want to say this real quickly, too, that it is just so refreshing to have this excitement back when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons, and it's so refreshing to have fans excited about the Falcons again and just talk about the Falcons winning. I mean, it just feels like it's been forever because it has been a long time since we have really talked about the Falcons winning at a clip like this. I mean, first time they've started 6-3 since 2016. So, man, it just feels so good to just talk about more wins than losses and talk about the Falcons and their potential and what they could do and if they should do something at the trade deadline, because we haven't even really had to have those conversations the past few years because we're like, make a deal at the trade deadline for what? We aren't really going anywhere, but it is just good to be able to have the conversations we are having, and it's refreshing, and it just, whew, man, we gotta soak it in. And again, we talk about what the Falcons need to improve on and all those things, but at the end of the day, it is just good to talk about the Falcons winning. So at the end of the day, even though we got to talk about where the Falcons get better and all those things, a win is a win is a win still. So feeling good about it. Again, 404-726-0929 is the number, 404-726-0929. We're going to go out to the phone lines here in just a second. But before we do that, I do want to quickly touch on a couple of other things real fast. First and foremost, how about Atlanta United getting the win at the death of the match at home? Crowd was rocking. Everybody was there to see Messi, and a lot of people were there to see Atlanta United get a W as well. And they did just that. 2-1 win over Inter Miami at home, again, in a raucous Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And they got that late goal in, what, the 93rd minute? I mean, the third minute of five extra minutes in extra time. So, man, that was just so cool to see. And John De Silva was the hero there. So, man, it was really in the 90th plus fourth minute of extra time, 94th minute. So, man, that was just so cool. And that is a moment for this Atlanta United club. And obviously, they've won an MLS Cup. Obviously, they've been at the highest of highs when it comes to, you know, the MLS. But that beating Messi, back against the wall, just that moment there is one that's going to go down in the history of this club for sure. Mike Conte did a great job on the call as well. Always so exciting. But that was a fun, fun day as well, and a fun, fun night for all of us here if you're an Atlanta United fan. So good stuff there. And also the Atlanta Hawks, they get a nice victory. They snap their four-game losing streak as they beat the New Orleans Pelicans last night. Final score of 126-111. It was good to see Dyson Daniels back in the lineup for the Hawks, and he had a very nice night. 16.7-10 from the field, 2-5 from three. He had himself a good night. Trey Young, solid night as well for him. 23 points, 12 assists, 5-10 from three, 8-15 from the floor. Efficient night for him. And Jalen Johnson just continues to be that dude. Flirted with a triple-double, 29 points, 8 assists, 9 rebounds for Jalen. 12-20 from the field. He did go over 3 from 3, but he still had a monster night last night. Zachary Sachet getting another start for the injured DeAndre Hunter. He was solid, 11 points, made a 3-4-13 from the field, 5 rebounds. Larry Nance Jr. had a crazy dunk. He had 14 points off the bench, 2-3 from 3, by the way, 6-8 from the field, and 11 points for Garrison Matthews, 3-6 from 3. He was solid. And look, hopefully the Hawks can get DeAndre Hunter back soon, because you got a tough stretch this week. You got the Celtics tonight, 7:45. That game will be right here on 929 The Game, by the way, flagship station of your Atlanta Hawks. You got the Celtics tonight, the Knicks on Wednesday. You do have the Pistons. You should be able to beat them. You got the Pistons on Friday, but then you got the Bulls again, or the Bulls on Saturday, and the Celtics again on Tuesday. So a pretty tough week upcoming for the Atlanta Hawks going into next Tuesday, really. So a tough stretch of games here for the Atlanta Hawks, and hopefully they can get healthy and get some big wins here over the next few games. They're sitting at 3-4 right now, but still early. Again, you're trying to get healthy. Hopefully you can get DeAndre Hunter back soon. And again, you're not going to have Bogey still for a little while, not going to have Kobe Bufkin for a little while, so we'll see. And then obviously V. Krejci is still out for a couple of weeks still, so hopefully the Hawks can still find ways to get some wins like they were able to last night against a solid Pelicans team. But with that being said, let's get back to the Atlanta Falcons, because it is a Falcons victory Monday, and let's let you give your take on the Falcons 27-21 dub over the Cowboys. 404-726-0929 is the number. Still a couple of phone lines open if you want to get in the game. Let's head out to South Fulton and talk to my guy, Chief. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? On this magnificent Monday.
Hey, that's right, man.
Magnificent Monday. I'll tell you what, Chief. First of all, let's start with New Orleans Saints, because
man,
y'all coming up short with the wins. You're coming up short.
They lost to the Panthers. I mean, I get they lost Chris Olave pretty early, darn Rashid Shaheed, but Derek Carr was back, and I mean, with the weapons you do have, you thought that would have been enough to beat the Panthers, but they couldn't even beat the Panthers yesterday, Chief.
I'm telling you, all we got to worry about is Tyson Hill next. We got to control Tyson Hill next.
Right.
But anyway, when we beat the Cowboys, and my only thing with that is that I'm watching Judon rush the quarterback, and he gets held so much, and I'm thinking to myself, what's going on with the referees? I mean, like, I know you don't want to call holding on every play, but this guy gets pulled down, slammed down. I'm thinking he gets held a lot. So I think the refs really need to watch out. Maybe the Falcons need to call the office, NFL office, and hey, watch out for this. He's really getting held. He when he's double teamed. I'm just watching that. But it was a great victory, and hey, let's keep going.
There it is, Chief. I appreciate the phone call, man. And look, I need to watch more of it because I haven't necessarily been paying too much attention to it, but I need to start. So I appreciate you giving that a little insight, Chief. Matthew Judon could be getting held out there, and maybe the Falcons do need to call up to the office. I don't know if they would actually do that. Probably not, but that is something to watch out for. Maybe he can start getting those calls. But look, Falcons pass rush looked good yesterday. Arnold Ebiketie looked good yesterday as well, too. He was around the quarterback a lot, obviously got a sack as well. So hopefully the Falcons can keep that going, and hopefully they can carry the momentum they had in that Dallas game yesterday into this upcoming week against the New Orleans Saints, because it is officially hate week now. But again, we'll see. Maybe Judon will start getting those calls, and we can start exploiting that a little bit, and we'll see if the pass rush again can start generating that pressure on the quarterbacks here consistently. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's let you hear from the Falcons a little bit here. Let you hear from Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins. Let's start with Raheem Morris because he talked about the defense having a three-sack day. And obviously, we were just talking about that and Matthew Judon and whatnot. So, again, it was great to see. Absolutely great to see. But can we get that consistently? Can we have the two-sack, three-sack, four-sack days on a week-to-week basis? I don't want it to just be a one-off. It was great to have it yesterday. We needed it yesterday. Yes. But I want it to be consistent. I want to get that week over week. I want that type of production every single week from the Falcons pass rush. Can we get that along with the nice defense we're playing in the back end? But here's Raheem Morris with Dave Archer post-game yesterday on the Falcons Radio Network broadcast talking about the Falcons having that big three-sack day.
I think it's the mindset of the team, the growth mindset. I think we're going to try to do whatever we can to get after the passer. We're going to try to do whatever we can each week to get better, and that was a part of it this week, and it certainly paid off. Going out there getting three sacks today for the first time, I believe, for us for the season, that's something that we want to improve on and something we want to get better at.
Yeah, it was the first three-sack day of the season for the Falcons, and as you heard, Raheem Morris there again was joined with that was his part of his post-game interview with Dave Archer, the Falcons Radio Network analyst and friend of the station, of course, former Falcons QB. But yeah, we want to see what we saw yesterday from the Falcons pass rush and the Falcons defensive line. We want to see that consistently. Can we get it consistently? That is going to be the big question. If we can, this Falcons team is obviously going to be that much better because the offense is clicking. If we can get the defense to just tighten up a little bit, we're going to be feeling good about where we are at. So hopefully that is something that can keep on happening with the Falcons, but we shall see. All right, we'll get a couple more calls in here before we hit a quick break. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out there to Cobb County, and let's talk to one of my favorite people, Haitian Dave. Haitian Dave, what's going on, man? How we feeling, brother? Yeah. What's up?
Let's go, baby. What a win. What a win. Hey, Chief, I was going to chime in on that Judon, man, because they be grasping my boy. They be holding that
boy. Grasping them.
They be grasping them. You feel me? But what a win. I want to just look, the biggest difference this year, man, Kirk Cousins. When Drake went down, they showed a cut of Kirk Cousins in Mooney's ear. Giving him the sauce, gave him the recipe mid-game.
Told him what was about to happen. He said, hey, big boy, Drake down. I'm going to need you right here, man. I'm going to be looking for you.
But did you see that? That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Ritter wasn't doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That made all the difference on Sunday, brother. I'm telling you, I love to see that. I love to see a teacher out there teaching. And that's what Kirk Cousins is. Michael Penix is going to be okay because of Kirk Cousins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
Kirk
with you.
Kirk, man. Kirk Thuggins, as you would call him. You know what I'm saying?
Kirk Thuggins. Kirk Thuggins.
Hey, man. Great Falcons. Great Falcons win. Falcons win Monday, man. Feel really good this morning driving into work. I ain't got no gas, but it's all good because we got the dub. Holla at me, D.
Hey, Haitian Dave. Appreciate you, bro. Go get you some gas, man. Won't need you on the side of the road, brother, man. Hey, I'll come bring you a canister if you need after I get off, brother. Just let me know, man. We won't need you on the side of the road. Go get you some gas, brother. But shout out to Haitian Dave, man. Appreciate him. And look, to his point about Kirk Cousins getting in Darnell Mooney's ear after Drake London went down, you absolutely cannot teach that. And that leadership, from the quarterback position, that leadership from the most important position, you cannot take it for granted, and you cannot quantify how important that is for this Falcons team. You can tell they've been missing that. They've been missing that key component. They've been missing, obviously, the elite play at quarterback, but the elite leadership at quarterback as well. And they're getting that now in Kirk Cousins, and it is absolutely showing it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. If you do want to give a last Falcons reaction, we will take a call or two on the other side. And we will also talk about some of the other NFL scores and go around the league a little bit when we come back as well and get your final Falcons reaction on this Falcons victory Monday. Falcons beat the Dallas Cowboys 27-21. We'll wrap things up as far as your Falcons reaction goes around the league. About 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Victory Falcons Monday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Victory Monday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody tapping in right now. All my people are already at work or on their way to work. All my people are already at the gym or on their way to the gym. Appreciate all you tapped in and tuning in right now. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to myself or anybody else or any other show on the station while you are in your car, on the go somewhere, at the airport. It don't matter why you're getting some food in the drive-thru. I don't know why you're waiting for some food at a restaurant. You can listen anywhere. Anywhere you absolutely want to with that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone or any smart device. So make sure you go ahead and get that. You can listen back to interviews, listen back to your favorite segments. You can do all that on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it right now. If you're driving, you have to download it right now. But when you get to work or wherever you're headed, make sure you download it. All right. Let's look around the NFL because we had some interesting games going down last night and yesterday, I guess I should say, overall in the NFL. Oh, and we do need to talk about Georgia. We'll get to the NFL in a second, but I do want to talk about Georgia for a little bit because we have not even had a chance to touch on that yet. Georgia Bulldogs, they make a comeback, but they had us a little worried. Yes, on Saturday at the cocktail party, man, it wasn't a party at first. Georgia able to pull away at the end from Florida, 34-20. But, man, before DJ Lagway went out, them Gators was giving you all you could handle. I mean, man, they could not get anything going offensively. And DJ Lagway, again, has to leave the game. He finished 2-6 for 47 yards and a touchdown, but up until that point, the Gators were doing the thing, man, and they did a good job running the ball, too. They ran 37 times for 146 yards, and they were controlling the game, to be quite honest with you. But Carson Beck overcomes another three-interception game. Well, it's the third straight game, I think, where he's thrown three interceptions. He goes 25 of 40, 309 yards, two touchdowns, three interceptions. I don't know if the pressure is starting to get to Carson Beck or what, but he just has to find a way to just settle down, calm down. I know all those interceptions hasn't necessarily been his fault, but just got to find a way to calm Carson Beck down at times because sometimes it seems like he's pressing and he's trying to be that superhero, that guy that just comes in and saves the day. It doesn't always have to be that, though. Just him being him is enough, and that's all the Georgia Bulldogs need, but They did a good job running the ball, too. Nate Frazier had a big day, 19 carries for 82 yards. Trevor Etienne, not quite the day he would have wanted to have against his former team, 7 carries for 31 yards. Dylan Bell had a big run for 33 yards as well. But Carson Beck, when he needed to, stepped up, made the big throws again, finished 25 of 40, 309 yards, had the 2 touchdowns, overcame the 3 picks. So the defense made plays when they needed to as well. So a big win for Georgia, but whew, I mean, can't lie, it has raised some concerns. You have struggled with some teams I didn't necessarily expect Georgia to struggle with. And look, I know the SEC is the SEC, and Florida, like we talked about going into the week, I mean, Kirby Smart has said it. They were playing some of their best football coming into this ball game. So, you know, I don't think it's quite the Florida team that everybody thought was just going to get ran through the whole entire year. And look, this Florida team is battle-tested as well. They've taken on some very tough opponents already this season, so they're battle-tested. They're used to taking on these big teams, these ranked teams. And, I mean, they've been an SEC team for obviously a long time now, so they know what it takes, and Billy Napier knows what it takes as well. So if Florida just gave you their best shot, and it took all that Georgia had to be able to pull away there at the end. And to be honest, if DJ Lagway doesn't get hurt, I don't know what happens. To be honest, I don't want to speculate, but, man, we're all sweating as Georgia fans this weekend at the cocktail party. But Georgia does get the win, 34-20, and they will keep on pushing towards the college football playoff and maybe now towards the SEC championship game, as they got a little help as Texas A&M loses to South Carolina. And we talked about how the SEC championship game could be decided in the state of Texas. Texas and Texas A&M were on a one-way path to the SEC championship game potentially, but now with Texas A&M suffering their loss in the SEC, that opened the pathway up for Georgia now to get in the SEC championship game. So we'll see what happens there. They got Ole Miss coming up next, number 16 Ole Miss coming up next. This upcoming Saturday, I guess I should say, at 3:30. Then you got Tennessee. So Georgia can get past these next two games, and you feel good, obviously, about them beating UMass, and you feel pretty good about them beating Georgia Tech as well. But you got to take down Ole Miss, 7-2, and Tennessee, who they survived their own scare against Kentucky this past Saturday, too. So two still big tests left for Georgia before we get into the SEC potential SEC championship game and, obviously, potential college football playoff talk as well. But some big upsets, obviously, on Saturday, and Georgia with the scare on Saturday as well. All right, moving on to the NFL. While we still got a couple of minutes here left on a Victory Monday edition of the Hometown Take for the Atlanta Falcons, the Bills edge out the Dolphins 30-27. That was a big win for the Bills. The Ravens absolutely just mollywhopped the Broncos 41-10. Chargers beat the Browns 27-10. Jameis Winston, not having quite the day he expected to have after getting Cleveland a win yesterday. Jameis Winston goes 26 of 46, 1 touchdown, 3 INTs. It's not just all about the LASIK surgery, Jameis. I'll just say that much. The Panthers, we talked about this a little earlier with Chief. Panthers come back and beat the Saints 23-22. Bryce Young, how about it? Trying to show, hey, I was the number one overall pick for a reason. 16-26, 171 yards. Did have an interception, but also had a touchdown as well. Derek Carr for the Aints, 18-31, 236 yards and a touchdown. Chris Olave goes out early in this game with another concussion, and you got to feel for him. He just came back from concussion. He's already out. But Alvin Kamara, big game for the Saints, all in a loss, but still a big game for him. 29 carries, 155 yards for Alvin Kamara. Taysom Hill had a rushing touchdown as well. And at this point, going into next week when we talk about taking on the Aints, Olave probably not going to be back if I had to guess. You can find a way to shut down Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. You got a good chance of winning this game if you're the Atlanta Falcons. And obviously, Rashid Shaheed is done for the year, so probably no Rashid Shaheed, probably no Chris Olave. You shut down Alvin Kamara, you shut down Taysom Hill. You feel pretty good about the Falcons' chances. But the Panthers get their second win of the season with a 23-22 win over the Aints. The Bengals beat the Raiders 41-24. Commanders beat the Giants 27-22. Obviously, the Falcons beat the Cowboys 27-21. The Titans beat the Patriots in overtime. It was a battle of two kind of busted teams there. The Cardinals have their way with the Bears 29-9. Eagles, after having a 22-0 lead on the Jaguars came back, but the Eagles were able to hold them off. Eagles win 28-23. Lions beat the Packers 24-14. The game wasn't that close, though. Rams beat the Seahawks in overtime 26-20. And the Vikings beat the Colts on Sunday Night Football 21-13. That was a lot of turnovers in that game, but Sam Darnold overcame his turnovers at least, and throws three touchdown passes. Monday Night Football tonight, the Buccaneers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, the 7-0 Kansas City Chiefs, and hopefully the Kansas City Chiefs can do us Falcons a favor. Hey, since you beat us, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, you can at least do us a solid and beat the Buccaneers too. You know what I'm saying? So Bucs lose tonight. They're down to 4-5, and you're feeling really good about where you're at, again, when it comes to the division standings. You basically have a three-game lead over the Buccaneers if the Chiefs can beat them tonight. So we'll see. Okay, real quick, shout-out to, and it just came up on the TV, so I'm glad it came up. Chris Sale wins a Gold Glove. Congratulations to Chris Sale. Give him that Cy Young next. When we come back, we'll hand things off and wrap things up. We'll hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got coming up for a Falcons victory Monday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.